We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Sean, I want to have a great conversation about what the pot of gold means. And I saw someone ask a question in the chat. Again, no mailbag today, folks. So if you want a question answered, if there's anything pressing, super chats are what we're taking today. Just don't have enough time for a mailbag today, but super chats will be very much appreciated as always. Let's talk about the overall thoughts on the pot of gold, Sean, before we start getting into the impact that it's had over the last couple of years. And then we'll get into some 2026 conversation. But Sean, so for people that don't know, this is something that actually Chad Bowden did not start at Notre Dame. This was actually a Mike Elston thing. So Mike Elston he was the recruiting coordinator at the time, quote unquote, part of his title as defensive line coach. And he started this conversation of the pot of gold centered around St. Patrick's Day, right? Well, I would say this though, over the last couple of years now, Chad Bowden has taken it to a whole other level. Mike Elston had a great idea and it started out in a great footing, but Chad Bowden has built upon that over the last couple of years. Now we head into the 2024 version of Pot and Gold with the 2026 class, Sean. And it's going to be very unique because you still have Chad Bowden, obviously, still have Marcus Freeman, the head of this recruiting effort. But now Dre Brown is the new director of recruiting with Chad Bowden taking on general manager. Obviously, we don't think it's going to change too much of what Chad's doing on a day-to-day perspective, but Dre will obviously have a little bit even more of a part of this process going into the pot of gold. But let's start off just quite simply, Sean. I think, and I would love to hear your perspective, you are the Fighting Irish at the University of Notre Dame. You have a holiday that is centered around being Irish, right? Rare green, kiss me, I'm Irish. Let's go drink some beer. You have a whole holiday that is dedicated to of Irish descent, right? And I think that it is so strategic and so smart of Notre Dame to utilize this, because obviously this isn't about the University of Notre Dame. This is what wasn't why St. Patrick's Day became a thing, but they are utilizing this holiday of being proud of being Irish to magnify and to increase their pull to recruits and the uniqueness of it. I think that it is a very strategic thing for Notre Dame to utilize this holiday to help their recruiting efforts, especially where it lands on the calendar. Like in the offseason, recruiting starting to get heavy. You have unofficial visitors for the 2026 class starting this month. A lot of movement that's going to be made in 2026 just in general this offseason. I think it's a great thing for Notre Dame to be able to utilize this holiday and to take advantage of some of this momentum moving forward.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Absolutely. I kind of referenced this to or refer to the music industry in a sense where you have independent artists and then you have label artists. And when you're a label artist, everything is taken care of within the confines of marketing, sales of the corporation. And there's nothing for the artist to really worry about. This is another byproduct of independence. And independence is always a much tougher route. More work has to be done. And Notre Dame is never going to truly benefit from the recruiting circuit the way that other teams will, because things are skewed for whatever relationships and reasons. And we've seen that. You can connect it to the rankings, how Notre Dame players are dropped at certain times of the year going into the spring and summer, their commits, all of that. So for Notre Dame to recognize in our independence, we have to give ourselves or create our own eyebrow-raising moment that causes the national landscape to focus in on us for this time. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. You can go from there, and after that, the next thing is the Irish invasion. Like, Notre Dame has to do that, right? Their independence just doesn't stop with the TV deal. Their independence goes throughout the entire football program. They have to put in more work than most top teams in the nation or most top programs in the nation. And like you said, the branding of it, connecting it to, there is no day other than St. Patrick's Day. You know,
there's there's no Crimson Tide Day out there, Shaw. There's no Georgia Bulldog Day. There is
no
Patrick's Day, though. Yes.
Yo, the Chicago River is going to be literally going to be green on Sunday. Okay? Like, they paint it green. They dye it green on Sunday. So just the vibe and the way the entire country embraces that particular day, it is literally a national platform for Notre Dame to grab hold to that fits what Notre Dame represents, to say this is our day, this is our time, and these are our guys that we would love to be a part of this program. It is, it's one of the best things that I've seen from a recruiting standpoint, and I'm happy that Mike Elson, I don't know if he saw how big it could become when he initially started it,
but
it really, yes, it continues to grow. It absolutely continues to grow.
And it's growing quite literally from volume, Sean. I looked back at the numbers last year. There was 80-something offers that were extended last year. I'm bracing everyone right now. On Sunday, there are going to be almost 120 players in the 2026 class of recruits that are going to be offered on Sunday, Sean. This event is getting bigger quite literally every single year. It is going to be... it's going to be an exhausting Sunday, to be honest, for us. But for Notre Dame fans, they're going to love it. For Notre Dame recruits, they are going to love it. Because I think it's just such a different perspective on the program. Like, it's playful and fun, of course, right? But it's also, it's like being part of a group, right? Like, that's how I would kind of phrase it, Sean. Like, only, I can say, like, almost 120 kids, and that sounds like a lot to everyone. But think about it this way, Sean. Only a little less than 120 kids are going to get offered out of thousands of kids that are a part of the 2026 class nationally. Thousands and thousands. I'll use one of the quarterbacks, for example, because they're going to get offered again on Sunday, technically, but they're already off on the offer list. But like Ryder Lyons, let's use Ryder for an example. Ryder Lyons is going to get his official pot of gold offer, right? And he can hold that offer up metaphorically and literally say, I'm only 100 and whatever kids in the entire country that got this. The entire country. I think that that's a part of being, I think that's almost a part of a group, right? Like, you think about that and you're like, man, that's an honor. Like, I'm only 100 something kids nationally that got this honor, right? So I think that also brings to the uniqueness of it, man, that like you are a part of a, I won't say prestigious, but like you're a part of a very special group to get this offer that not everybody gets.
But it plays into it plays into what we know, right? Once again, Notre Dame having to do it a different way. Notre Dame has to jump out early or earlier than most top programs because of their independence and because of the way they do things and because of who Notre Dame is from an academic standpoint, which is another thing that's impressive about this 26 class. We've had the opportunity to be to have access to the academic progress of some of these guys in the 26th class. And it's pretty impressive, Ryan. So people make it seem like, you know, good football players don't have grades. Like,
oh, yeah, they like, do. They do.
They do. they absolutely do. So this is just another example, man, of Notre Dame taking advantage. It's a disadvantage to be independent. But when you're independent, you can move the way you want to move. And if you're good enough and smart enough to take advantage of your strengths, which Notre Dame continues to seem to be able to do, then who you are is no longer a negative. It definitely becomes a positive. So the springboard from, yo, Sunday, to blue and gold, to Irish invasion, like that small pocket right there is the impact for Notre Dame.
Yep.
And then within there, that's why we see Notre Dame usually in their classes, they start stacking up commitments like May, June, July. And it's like, okay, why? Because of the way they do it, it's different. You won't see a lot of Notre Dame commitments coming in the fall in a class. Like you'll get a few, you know, them tying up the loose ends on the class. But Notre Dame is usually going to be very effective spring, summer when it comes to recruiting.
Sean, here's a funny question someone asked me the other day, and it's pretty interesting to think about. Someone asked, when do you think the first commitment in 2026 is going to be? And I'm like, Well, the last 2 years, when did it first happen? What was the first each year? It was at what? It was at the Blue and Gold game.
Blue and Gold? I thought maybe it was at the Blue and Gold game. Did they get one before Blue and Gold last year?
No, no. So Blue and Gold 2 years ago was Brandon Davis Swain, who of course...
You're right. You're right.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
Who of course is I believe he's enrolled at Colorado now.
Colorado now.
Yeah. Yeah. The other one was Davion Dixon this past year. He was a Blue and Gold guy. And that one... So both of those, though, Sean, because people keep asking, like, who's going to be the first guy and when's going to be? Both those guys were surprises for different reasons. Like, I Brandon Davis, that situation was just kind of weird overall. Davion, I knew Davion really liked Notre Dame a lot, and I probably would have picked Notre Dame to be his suitor at that time, but, like, I would not have predicted Davion to come off the board right then. I would not have.
Yeah.
So... The blue gold game is usually kind of a springboard going into junior seasons. Like, so will it happen this year on spring game? I have no idea. But if you're asking me when does it typically happen, that's usually when the first guy comes off the board, at least the last couple of years. So we'll see. Sean, I need to ask you a question because this is what people on Twitter are going to say, okay? Non-Notre Dame fans, when they start seeing these pot of golds going out and they start seeing the leprechaun stuff and everything, right? I want you to just react to this, rebut it, however you want to take this, okay? You know what? The pot of gold is stupid. That's so corny. Like, it's just childish. Like, what is the point of this? Like, you're leprechauns, you're green. Pot of gold is dumb. It's stupid.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I don't know what else to tell them, man. You know what I've come to realize? That in life, there are always different perspectives. You know, and some people, you know, like to be, you know, whether it's the old guy, or the middle-aged guy, you know, standing on the lawn, feeling like they have to defend tradition and the way things were, and anything that is colorful, insightful, different, you know, they want to spit on it. They don't recognize the way of the world and where things are going. And what you have, once again, Notre Dame cannot depend on traditional recruiting. And that circuit, they have to be different. Their independence is bigger than just on the field and the TV deal. It impacts everything else and the way they move, who they are, their academics. That definitely dictate, look, we have to go about things this way. And in order to do that, you have to be creative. They're being creative. Would you rather them just sit on their laurels? And just tell kids, hey, we're Notre Dame. That's good enough. How has that worked? As college football has evolved, Double R, how has that stance worked? We're Notre Dame. You should count it an honor to come here. How has that worked for us? Not too well, right?
Not anymore. Not anymore. Okay. No, you could do that in the late 90s, early 2000s even. You can't do that anymore.
No, but I'm sure Notre Dame and Chad and Dre and everybody else – send in emails. If you have a more creative idea that you feel is not as corny, send it in. I'm sure they would love to hear from you. But until then, support what they're doing because it's very important to the overall success of what Notre Dame can do on the recruiting trail. Support. That's it. There's a lot of things in life that I think, I don't know about that, but I have to admit, the kids love it. I can listen to a song and say, that is the corniest song in the world. How in the world did that make it to radio? But you know what? The kids love it. It must be something. It's a hit.
Something. Yeah.
It's a hit. So
Well, that's my main point, Sean, is that, is it corny? Yes. It's recruiting. It's supposed to be corny. We're talking about things that are going to appeal to a 15, 16, 17 year old, right? Like those things are, we can make fun of it all we want. We can make fun of the photo shoots and we can make fun of the leprechaun thing and the CIA agents last year that Chad and the recruiting staff were dressed up. Like we can make fun of it all we want, but the kids love it. They mm-hmm. do. It's playful. They really, really like it. I mean, there might be one or two kids that don't love it, right? And they don't end up at Notre Dame, but like for the majority of them, they do really like it. Like even the kids that don't end up at Notre Dame for the most part really do like it. So I
would love for Marcus Freeman one day to be able to bring kids into his office on junior day and have multiple national titles behind him and the rings on his table and just sit in his chair and say, yeah, this is what can happen for you. He has to work to get there, though. So for now, he has to have Chad and the guys dress up in black suits like Men in Black with, you know, the whole Secret Service earpieces in, and they have to make it creative. They have to make Notre Dame appealing. We just talked about how Notre Dame to quarterbacks nationally is an appealing position now. Mm-hmm. More appealing than it was. Okay. Marcus Freeman and his staff, they're trying to make Notre Dame more appealing. And they're willing to do anything. And what do they're willing to do whatever. They're willing to embarrass themselves. Yeah, some kids might be like, come on, man.
Yeah,
but come on, bro. It's engaging.
Right.
It causes conversation. It's something they remember.
Yeah.
Right? Yes, Chad is
working. Or you break into a car and a kid's sleeping and they don't take that one too well. Yes. Otherwise, yes. Right. Yep, you are correct.
And then Chad will get on a Zoom with the prospects or the recruits and sing. He's willing to do that to be able to create an atmosphere that's successful for Notre Dame on a recruiting trip. Would you rather have people trying or people, like we said, just sitting and waiting and saying, oh, we got the biggest recruit in town. I'll be to the building when I get done with my last nine holes. Would you rather like that approach?
Yeah.
That actually existed a decade ago?
Man, I've heard some horror stories. I'm not even talking about Brian Kelly. I've heard some horror stories about other Notre Dame coaches as far as their efforts on the recruiting trail. So, yes, I've heard those stories. I literally talked to a former Notre Dame player that gave me a little bit of insight into some of his past. And, again, this wasn't a Brian Kelly thing. I'm not even talking about Brian Kelly here, but – and Sean, you want to talk about the impact it's had in 2025? So I'm going to list you the commitments in the 2025 class that were offered on Pot of Gold Day last year. Okay. So here we go. Mm-hmm. Quarterback, Deuce Knight. Tight end, James Flanagan. Defensive tackle, Davion Dixon. Defensive end, Christopher Burgess. Hybrid linebacker, Viper, Dominic Hulak. Linebacker, Josiah Kia. Cornerback, Cree Thomas. Were all offered on Pot of Gold, Sean. So that is that seven players I just named? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven players of the 17 commitments that Notre Dame has in the 2026 class were offered during the Pot of Gold last year. And that's not even counting, Sean, because there's a few key targets that are still on the board that were offered during Pot of Gold as well. We got Talon Taylor, wide receiver out of Illinois, was offered. Jerome Bettis Jr., obviously the legacy, was offered on St. Patrick's Day last year. Marco Jones, star linebacker out of California, was offered then. So was Christian Jones. So was Anthony Saka. So was Nathaniel Owusu-Boateng, although he did have an offer before then, but he was a part of the Pot of Gold last year. And Dallas Golden were all offered during the Pot of Gold. So when you look at it, Sean, at the end of it, I would say Notre Dame is going to have maybe 11 or 12 players in their class that were offered on Pot of Gold last year. So if we want proof that this matters and that this has an impact, yes, the board's going to expand after the Pot of Gold. You know, they're going to get players to camp. They're going to extend offers after the Pot of Gold. Like, this isn't just the end all. This is what the class is going to be. This is what the board's going to look like. But it obviously does have an impact based upon what we saw in 2025.
And once again, it is – in this world, you know, it's all about branding, right? You brand yourself. dude. You brand yourself not only for where you are now, but you brand yourself for the possibilities of the future as well. Notre Dame has done an incredible look. That's why Chad got the pay raise and the elevation.
Yep.
Because of the work he's done in expanding the brand and reestablishing. There was some reestablishment that was needed when Chad got here or got the position. Like the recruiting perception of Notre Dame when he took over was not in the best place. It was in a free fall in a lot of different areas. And so they had to get back to ground level. And then after laying the foundation, they had to continue to build. And that's what each class has done. We're sitting here saying, as we're on the verge of Sunday and what it's going to do to ignite the 26 class, double R.
Yep.
We're talking about that as we sit in the midst of the 25 class saying this could be Marcus Freeman's best overall class. It's like the foundation is laid. Now here's the first few floors, the next few floors, and it continues to grow. The only thing that we're waiting to support that from what we see as an evaluation standpoint is the manifestation on the field, right? Playoff performance, wins in the playoffs, possible national championship. If that ends up being the case, then we're really going to see the escalation of recruiting because that's really the only missing piece based upon the questions that needed to be answered that seemingly have already been answered or in the process of being answered. So, look, this is an exciting time to be a Notre Dame fan. And, of course, we all have to wait and see. You know, because it's very similar to, you know, a baseball team having a bunch of young prospects, right? It's the excitement of, okay, can they win a championship? We'll see. But heck, it's going to be real fun watching. I can tell you that because it's fun covering. Yeah, it's fun covering and talking to these young men. And the love, I think you point this, double R, the genuine love and respect from recruits, regardless of whether or not they end up at Notre Dame.
Yep.
It's a lot of love for Notre Dame and the football program and the staff. It really is amongst these recruits.
And I think, Sean, another thing, too, is we talk about, you know, the corniness and stuff. Notre Dame has to make themselves cool for some of these kids, right? Because let's be like two things that are honest here, right? Is one, Notre Dame is a long way away from their last national championship. We know that, right? Mm-hmm. For all these kids growing up, Notre Dame wasn't Notre Dame that you know, right? That Brian knows, that like a little bit of an older crowd knows that Notre Dame is not quite that brand as far as on the field right now. They need to get back there. That's one. Two, I think about Deuce Knight when I say this. I'm not sure a quarterback from the state of Mississippi grew up thinking, I want to play football for the blue and gold of Notre Dame. I don't think that was ever a thought that crossed the Deuce Knight's mind. I'm sure a thought was, you know, like Crimson Tide, they're pretty good, right? Like, they're pretty cool. I got a couple, you know, Tennessee, the burn orange, like, that's pretty dope. That's pretty cool, right? I don't know if until a moment like the Pot of Gold where they send all this cool stuff and they get you up to campus and you finally see yourself in that uniform, I don't know if a quarterback from the state of Mississippi ever once thought, you know what, it'd be pretty cool. It'd be pretty cool to go up to South Bend, Indiana. That'd be pretty neat. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that ever happened. These types of events make that become a reality a little bit. Like, oh, wow, this is different. This is unique. That's, I don't know, man. I'm just thinking about that. And like, I there's plenty of guys like that too. Jaden Greathouse, 2023 class. Dude, I think Jaden Greathouse grew up being like, yeah, man, I want to catch footballs in South Bend, Indiana. I don't think that ever happens.
He was definitely growing up, think he was going to hook them horn. Yeah, you know.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, I'm going to go catch guys for the Longhorns, right? Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go up to South Bend, Indiana. But I think this early introduction to the program, it's different. That kind of has it resonates with you a little bit when you can finally start to feel it, right? You start to feel it. This is what the Pot of Gold is to me. It's your first real deep exposure to Notre Dame football? What does that mean? What is the uniqueness of it? Can I be different? Like, those things are all what kind of matters on a day like today. So yeah, that's where we are today, folks. Again, 2025 class has 7 commits currently of the 17 that were a part of Pot of Gold last year. And I would also say that maybe there will be one soon that might push that to 8. We'll see what things happen. Obviously, they're pretty soon here. So that's this section of the podcast. We're going to get into 2026, guys. Strengths, numbers. We're getting all of it. Getting you ready for the Pot of Gold on Sunday. Before we do, hit that like button for me. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Hit that notification bell. If you're listening to me on your favorite podcast platform, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. 5-star reviews are very much appreciated. Make sure you're subscribed over there. Make sure you go to BoardsIrishBreakdown.com. I have a lot of articles ready for you on Sunday. We'll have reaction pieces, me and Sean both, talking to some of these kids, their thoughts on Pot of Gold, everything and anything you need at IrishBreakdown.com. We'll get to the last section, talking 2026 primer here on the Irish Breakdown Podcast.